we're on.
Hello.
Three viewers. Right, ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Eyes closed.
Okay, eyes closed now. Let's bring in our mystery guest. I've no idea this.
No, nor have I.
Okay, mystery guest is coming in. Make sure the microphone's on.
Mystery guest is in place.
Mystery guest is in place. Tina, go first, even though your questions are
always
poor.
Hello, mystery guest. Are you a man?
That sounds like a yes.
Is that a yes?
Oh,
I'd take that as a yes. Okay. Mystery man, are you a TV presenter?
Does the mystery guest know that they can say no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone help me.
50
what does that mean?
Left.
Are you TV presenter?
You have a job.
Are you a singer? No.
No
are
singing.
Are you an actor?
No.
Right.
What was that? A no?
No.
No actor.
I can't work out what the grunts
are
made of it.
Are you British?
Are you a comedian?
That's a yes.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, a comedian. Are you? Have you been on this show recently? As in the last year.
That's
yes.
A no.
Yes.
Is that yes?
Yes.
Well, the yeses are sound negative.
Oh, wow. I don't.
Do you have a TV show with your name in the title?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you wear glasses? I'm trying to do it like guess who.
Are you smart? Do you wear suits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want me to say who I think?
Yeah, BSA.
Michael McIntyre.
Open your eyes.
It's Alan Carr! Hang on.
McIntyre.
I was going to say...
I can only apologise for Dominic.
I was going to say,
morning,
you wear
Alan.
Glasses. In that case, I'm thinking of Alan. And you went, do you wear suits? And
yes.
I'm like, well, Alan never
you
wears
You don't
a
wear
suit.
Suits.
Well, I wear a blazer and smart trousers.
Yeah, no, you
it's not
Alan.
Technically a suit.
We
That's
wouldn't associate
cash.
You with smart.
Smart cash? Why didn't you say
or
you
smash.
Wear smart cash?
No, you... But you have your... It's fair to say you have your own unique style of fashion.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you often, you know... What you like to do is combine outfits.
Yes, that normally wouldn't go together.
Well, when you say normally... How are you? Good Lord, look at you, 9 minutes past nine and you're here.
Well, I had to be here.
Thank you.
I just had to, you know.
Contractually obliged.
Yes.
Everyone else has said that they had to be here to coincide with the release of their book, album or film.
Yeah. Well, Chatty Man is being recorded tonight.
Oh.
No, I'm here because I love you and
thank
I love you,
you
lot.
Oh, thank
you.
You
know that. You know that. And that, you know how sincere I normally am.
I know. You're very good. How are you? You well?
Yeah, really good.
Happy?
Yeah, because normally, when I turn up here, there's never any paps, is there? Because no one really gives the monkeys. Mm. But they were all here for Pink, and like, I don't mind the paps going, Ellen, can I have a photo? Look this way. It was Alan Cooey! So basically, it was like a homophobic attack at about 8:30 in the morning. So, right. I mean, just say, Alan, can I have a photo? Don't go, ooh, left, over here, love.
Is that homophobic or is that kind of maybe an impression? Because to be fair, it's almost a coincidence that you're gay because you are a camp man.
Are you saying I'm only being gay to fit in with my voice?
Yes. You are. I think you're actually.
And that, what am I going to do?
I think you're very.
I want to work on a building site.
Heterosexual. Yeah. Work on a building site. Oh, hello, darling. Trying to wolf whistle at the women as they walk by.
Yeah, but you know, Pink.
Yes.
I met her once at a wedding, but she didn't recognise me.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
We'd had loads of moonshine. You've had moonshine?
Oh, no. I've heard about it.
No, it was like in Virginia, and I'm like, have some moonshine. You want some moonshine?
What were you doing at a wedding in Virginia?
I have friends.
Yeah.
Yes, it was really nice.
Drinking moonshine.
Yeah, and it was Pink's guitarist and
you're friends with Pink's guitarist?
Yeah.
How?
He would never put you two in the same place.
Oh, who should I be hanging out with? Like John Inman?
And it's target yeah. References like that.
That's why we're leaving.
John has the boots.
Don't worry.
I was having a power lunch with Danny LaRue. Very good friends with Metallica. No, I'm not. No, yes.
Liberace.
Yeah. Liberace. And then I met her there. So
I'm fascinated. How the hell do you know Pink's guitarist?
Well, I know. I also know Pink's backing dancer.
Right.
Who's now married to the guitarist.
Oh, I see.
You see. So I went in through a woman And then,
so to speak.
Yes.
Sure.
So yeah. I went sitting in a bar with a beer and like, hey, dude. Let's have some moonshine. You know,
and they do that thing of sliding it down the bar and stuff.
Yes, that was it. And I put a dollar.
Yeah. That's Alan being a man, by the way. Yeah. Let's have a beer. Is that what you think of the male breeders?
Yes.
That it's literally talking in a deep voice and ordering a beer.
Yeah. And slapping a bar.
What? You are heterophobic. Oh, that is out of order.
Mm.
Well, scratch me nuts. Watch the football. Drink out of a tin.
I did watch the football last night.
Did you?
No, you didn't.
I did. Ukraine won. England won.
What? Who got sent off?
Oh, Gerrard.
Oh,
yeah. Well done.
Get me a beer.
And then also, Lampard scored the goal. 87th minute.
Yeah. Wow, look at you. Wow. Who were you trying to impress last night?
No, I was just watching. I saw a sports bar. I popped in there. No, I didn't.
You're at home.
Yeah, doing cross stitch.
So you're recording tonight?
Yeah.
Is it the first one?
No. Yeah, it's the first one. Yeah, right, back.
Back this week, next week, whenever.
Back.
Do you know who's on the show tonight?
Baggedy back.
Yeah, Pink.
Oh, well, there you are.
Yes, that's beautiful. Really nice to
so
see.
She'll walk out and she'll go, hey, I remember you, we met at that wedding. And you'll be like that, you lying cow, you don't remember, I reminded you.
Yeah, I bet she'll be like that. And she'll say about the moonshine. And but she sang great at the wedding as well.
Oh, she's brilliant. I love her. She's got great voice.
Everyone is so excited about her coming on, so that's good. And then she's singing a song and she's chatting.
Nice.
My old mate Gok Wan's turning up.
Oh, the Gokster.
The Gokster.
He's always good value.
Oh,
send him my love.
And then we've got all the Paralympians coming in.
Oh, brilliant.
Not all of them, obviously.
There's hundreds of them. Yeah.
So we've got David Weir, Ellie Simmons, and Johnny Cundy.
Great stuff.
And Adam Hills as well. So, yeah, it's a jam-packed show.
Mm.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be.
It's nice that the Chatty Man's come back.
Yep.
Because there's a void in the Channel 4 schedule.
Absolutely.
When Quiz Night and Chatty Man is not on. So it's nice to see Chatty Man.
And then, you know, there's only so much come down with me, really, isn't it?
Channel 4 would disagree.
Mind you, you can't beat those marathons on a Sunday.
Oh.
And then you turn over, don't you, to Channel 4 and get a fresh one. Yeah. I mean, I know that so well now. I actually know the starters. You know, I've seen them all.
Yeah.
My favourite one's that man who shopped at Lidl and bought the pig's trotters for a pound. Like, hey, can I eat that? You know, it's like really minging. But yeah, I love it.
They must be churning out so many shows. That poor voiceover guy must wake up in the middle of the night going, hey, somebody at the door, they bought a bottle of wine.
Have you seen the early ones when he's not sarcastic?
Yeah, it's really straight, isn't it?
It changed,
you
didn't
out.
It? I know.
It
they give like genuine recipes and everything. Yeah. Like, it's a proper cookery program back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, we let that one go. And now she's chopping up the cress and putting it on her cottage
pie. Alan is making beef stroganoff. He's got the beef and the stroganoff. As opposed to now, it goes... I'm making beef stroganoff.
I bet it's crap.
You cow.
You can't win on those programs.
I think it got
you?
Too bitchy. At one point, when everybody was raving about it, it got really bitchy. And it got to the point where it'd be... Oh, that's our first guest arrived.
Obviously. duh.
Hang on.
It was.
And then they open the door and they go, ah, you look lovely.
You must be bloody blind.
She looks like she's wearing a sack of spuds. And you go, leave them alone.
I know. I bet they're sitting there with their family.
I know,
I'm
and that's the best thing, because they'll have no idea how that's portrayed when they watch it with all their family all proud on there.
Oh,
and they get destroyed.
Would you do it? Would you go on?
Look, I do celebrity come dine with me if it was people like Pink or Lady Gaga or Rihanna.
Yeah,
but, you know, I want to go around there and have a look, you know, through the drawers and everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know if, like, Sue Bullard and, like, Howard from the Halifax.
Sue will be now listening at home going...
No, I love them.
What about if it was Rihanna, people. Howard from the Halifax, and Sue Pollard? Now, that's a tough one, isn't it? Because, you know, you might get a baked potato off Rihanna, but you'd also have dinner with Howard.
How about Arj from Towie, right? Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Oh.
Howard from the Halifax.
And Jimmy from 911.
Oh, he's done a few, hasn't he, Jimmy?
I don't know. It's easy.
I don't know, actually.
I think I saw him.
Roy did it, didn't he? Roy Walker did it?
Yeah,
Roy
definitely did it.
Yes.
Did you see the one with Lionel Blair and Keith Harris at Orville?
No.
Oh, Keith Harris was using Orville to slag off Lionel Blair. And Lionel couldn't attack back because it's a duck. you haven't worked since 1976. Ooh.
Keith, tell him to stop. He's hurting my feelings.
They are brilliant.
Oh, they are great. They're great. Would you ever do it?
We got asked if we'd do the show would do it. Oh, and I think I think everybody went, yeah. And I went, no.
Who's got the most embarrassing house out of the lot of you? Who would have to, like, you know, and they go, oh, so-and-so is using a friend's house.
I definitely have to use a friend's house. I'd have to borrow someone's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would anyway.
Because I wouldn't, like, be bringing everybody up to my sort of pokey flat on the third floor and stuff like that. And I'd borrow somebody's and pretend that I live in some mansion in Surrey or something.
That's all Tina. Tina would do that. Tina would do it to her parents.
Ah, yeah, we could all borrow your parents'
house.
Which, by the way, from the gate to the front door, it goes from a different one county to another.
No, it
That's
doesn't.
How big it is.
No, oh, it yeah. doesn't. Yeah. It's
you're
all like made
princess,
up.
You're a princess. Yes.
No.
Tina, Alan, Tina's middle name is princess.
No, that, no.
But that's actually true, isn't it?
It does mean princess, yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, anyway, let's move on.
You're impressed?
We could do it at my flat, which is only a few minutes away.
What would we eat? That'd swan? Would we eat swan? You'll come down with me. Yeah.
Swan and caviar.
Swan's just truffles. It's fine. Swan, on a unicorn's horn.
You're not getting them for a pound at Lidl?
No.
Swan teak.
You'd be getting a 10 in the back of that cap. 10.
Oh.
Okay, he means wrong. In terms of scoring.
Oh, right.
What did you say? I'm some illegal taxi driver now. I'll give you 10 in the back of the cab.
Oh dear
indeed.
Right, what does it say in my notes about you?
You've had notes. I'm meant to be a surprise.
Yeah, but they put them in front of me as soon as
I see.
It's the 9th series of Chatty Man.
No way.
Wow. Do you know what? I read a review and they went, surprisingly, how rude is that?
Mm. Where was that?
Surprisingly.
Where was that?
I know it was just a cutting that someone had put through my letterbox.
It was a cutting.
Mm. I think I've got a malicious neighbour.
Did they put it through the letterbox?
Yeah, they highlighted it.
No!
People hate me.
Are you serious?
Oh, honestly?
They didn't highlight it.
I know, surprisingly.
Did they cut out all the bad press and mail it through your box?
You need to get CCTV outside your front door.
I need a man trap.
Yeah.
That would get them.
Yeah, put a secret camera there and go, it's Mrs. Miggins from 46.
She hates me.
Oh,
no, really I bad. Might actually write a horrible review, put it in the paper and see who's putting it through my letterbox.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way to do
Trap
it.
Trap them.
Trap, yes. Yeah. But, yeah,
the show's great.
I think it's good. I do. I mean, I know not everyone's covered it, but I think it's great.
Listen, it's your take on the chat show format. And you come out. Your stand-up at the top is brilliant.
Oh.
And then you go and interview the guests. I mean, I'll be honest.
Oh, no, here we go.
I love it when you... And I know you...
Oh,
I know
you're sure it's not you putting this malicious?
No, I sense when else to do it for me. You're too far away. I think you'll agree, but you will try and hide that agreement with your face. I prefer it when you have a guest on that A, you like, and B, you know who they are properly.
Oh, I know, yeah. There's been some people.
And I like to play a little game with myself, which is, does Alan know who this person is or not? And I know the little tricks.
Oh, you don't.
And so I don't know if I should say or not, but I know the little tricks.
Yeah, cover my... Yeah.
Are you suggesting Alan doesn't know some of the people he's interviewing? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying he knows more about some people.
Really?
And do you know what it is?
Sometimes a big group of them, like some of these American stars, I don't know who they are, and they have to tell me in my ear, they go like, 10 o'clock, Joan. So then I turn my head and ask the question.
Wow, really?
Was it like that when you had the, what was it, the Made in Chelsea people? Remember there was loads of them coming and they were all there and you can't possibly know all...
Name badges, Alan. Name badges.
That's why Dame Edna used to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've done it on this show.
Yeah.
Put name badges
it's the future,
on people
honestly.
And lie and say, oh, we do it with all our guests. We don't. It's when I don't know what the names are.
I mean, I try and read the books and all that lot, but I mean, you can't do all the research. And if it's rubbish, it's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then I do this thing where I actually cover my mouth because I can't lie.
And so when you lie, do you go?
I couldn't put your book.
You should get name badges, though.
Yeah, I should. I should.
And it's this as well. It's this as well.
Oh, no, don't.
I'm you.
People
ready?
Will be watching.
No, I'm you. I might not say it. And you go, yeah, you've got a new show starting on Friday.
I'm not that bad at reading autocue. Oh, no.
Let me do it to the camera, okay?
This is no.
He goes, yeah, you've got a new show starting
on Friday. Oh, no.
Oh, it's brilliant. Oh, yeah, it's the third series, isn't it?
I've never noticed that.
I've never noticed. Never.
Hang on. Look, I'm steaming up with my glasses.
It's because I'm so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, now that's not the confidence boost I wanted for the show tonight.
Are you very hot? Do you want me to come and fan you?
The you know you're saying...
Let me come and blow on you.
Go on, then.
Okay, let me come round.
Oh, you are good.
I'd like to do that. For you, Alan. I don't do it to all
you
the guests.
You don't normally blow on the guests, do you?
No. I think it's in the small print that we shouldn't do that.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's really lovely. Oh, yeah.
Keep saying it. This is great audio.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Can you say don't stop?
Don't stop. It's really
this must be
odd
if you're in the car.
On the webcam right now.
Chris is fanning
that's
Alan.
That's nice. But you know you were saying about when you're on the treadmill and you start sweating and everything. All I've had is two cups of tea and this is what happens. What's wrong with me?
You're going through the change.
Yeah. I think I am. Oh, there's some water here. Oh,
that's
you
not,
are
it's moonshine.
Kind. Moonshine.
Give me a beer.
You're some moonshine? Oh. Have you ever had moonshine?
No.
What's it taste like?
I don't think that would
Evil. It's like 98% alcohol.
Is it?
Wow. Ooh.
You go, oh, I'll have some. You know, try different cultures and everything.
Yeah. Well, it must be like drinking toilet duck, isn't it?
Oh, it is, but a little bit with a bit more citrusy.
Right.
And
the lemon fresh one.
Oh, yes. it's like you're sucking on a Glade plug-in. It's really lovely. But no, yeah, so...
Your glasses are proper steamed up. It's lovely.
That's how. What's wrong with me? How overweight?
What are you saying? It's very warm in here.
That is brilliant.
It looks like a frosted lens.
You know those fake specs you get with the fake eyes on the side, on the outside.
Don't go in for the close up.
But they look a bit like you've got Cruella DeVille's eyebrows. Look.
Yeah,
you've got Cruella DeVille's eyebrows.
Alan, look at that camera there.
Which one?
That one there. Try this one. Oh, no.
Is it this one?
No. Look to your right. No, left.
Left, left. There. That's it. That's a great shot.
Oh, look. Oh,
But you know what?
What?
You're such a handsome man.
Yeah. I'll give over.
I watched you on telly. It must have been Spexy Beast was on telly the other week. And I sat and watched it, and you do go a bit Lee Evansy. But to be fair, you get a bit Lee Evansy sweaty, like as the show goes on towards the end. Unlike Lee, who gets sweaty within the first 2.5 minutes.
Yeah,
you know he really like.
He's ridiculous. I mean, he soaks through.
There's a clip of him on one of his shows. He goes, I do have to apologise to the front row because I will spray sweat all over you, and I do.
He needs to get a sponge suit, doesn't he? Really?
Yeah. Oh, he should give those ponchos out. You know, you get on like the log room for people in the front row.
Yes.
I mean, but I think I've got something wrong with me, like a sweating disease.
Well, some people do just get a bit hot. I mean, it is warm in here. It's very hot in here today.
It's like a kiln in there.
Freezing.
I turned the aircon up a bit, so it'll get colder.
I try and have the studio when I'm filming and when I'm doing radio as cold as possible.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a thing that I learnt about the David Letterman show. I watched it years ago, and I used to see everyone in massive puffer jackets and coats.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? I don't get that, because TV studios are always hot because of the lights. And I read that David Letterman keeps the studio deliberately cold to keep people alert and awake.
Ah.
If they get too warm, you get too relaxed.
They do that on Countdown.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do they?
Oh, I love your Countdown story.
Oh.
I love that story you tell about Countdown.
Well, I can't really say, can I?
Can you not say?
About the hearing aids?
Yeah.
Really? What story is this?
Oh, go on.
Well,
tell it is so
Alan,
lovely.
You tell us, because we're leaving anyway.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we're leaving.
It's not like they could fire us all, is it? We're all going anyway. I was there. Me and Justin were there, because we're going to have Carol Vorderman on the Friday Night Project. Yeah. And we're sitting there, and then the floor manager comes on and goes, has anyone in here got AIDS? If so, can you just turn them off, click off, and she pointed to a hearing aid.
Wow.
These people were 89. Yeah. I'm like, AIDS?
Yeah, wow.
It's true. Yeah. Me and Justin looked at each other with shock. We're like, what?
Did you enjoy Friday Night Project?
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
How many years was that? About 2-3 years?
Oh, I know. Yeah, something like that, yeah. But me and Justin just thought it'd come to the end of its run.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just get that feeling. Mm.
Well, they what was great, what crazy rather, was when they moved the Friday Night Project to Sunday Night and then called it the Sunday Night Project. And I'm like, I never got that. Why didn't you just leave it on Friday? It's the Friday Night Project.
And then they moved it back to Friday, didn't they?
I think they did.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, what can you say? I mean, you know, it's the schedule, isn't it?
That's never a good sign, though, is it, when they start moving things around and it means that they don't really know what to do with it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like they did in the first series of Quiz Night.
Yeah.
After show one. We're going to move it around a little bit. What are you going to move it to?
E4.
Not what? No, we're not.
No, no. Is it when they say, oh, you're after, like, you know, Dora the Explorer or something on CBeebies?
I love doing it.
Just axe the show. Just axe it. You obviously don't like it. Yeah.
Friday Night Project. I loved it when I did it. It was
a
lot of fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. And, I mean, you know, who'd have thought that me and Justin, you know, we had so much chemistry, you know, it's just great.
And now look at you two.
Well, he won't tell me how he's lost that weight.
Well, because he's been in this blooming show. He was on the other week with us.
I need a Western show or something.
We,
Cats.
Priscilla.
Why? Why Priscilla? Why couldn't I do Cats? Why couldn't I be Mr. Mistopheles?
I think you'd be brilliant as Priscilla.
Why not the Incredible Hulk?
Oh, can I just say this about musicals? I went and saw Evita.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say where I saw it.
Right.
But the woman, I think Margarita Prakatan could have been better. And don't cry for me, Argentina. But don't wait, I never let you. Or for my wedding. Honestly, I'm like, if she starts saying Andale, Andale, I'm walking out. It's meant to be Argentina, isn't it?
I watched
people openly laughing.
When Spexy Beast was on the other week, so I watched it, and Lynn, who works for me, who's also friends with Alan, she was around at the house, and so I was sorting some bits and bobs out, and I kind of walk into the living room. It's kind of late. I think it was I don't know what night of the week it was, and I go, "Oh, this is on, brilliant!" And she's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "It's good." She goes, "Yeah, well, I went to see it. It's good, yeah." He timed it just right. And I'm like, why? And he goes, because he starts off by doing a big rant about being burgled. And I'd just been burgled that day, right?
Oh.
So she went, thank God you missed it. Anyway, it's back on now. He goes, and it's like, you know, part two, whatever. And he goes, I hate musicals. Oh, I hate musicals. And then does a big rant about music. And I sat there and went, is there anything in this that I like? Mm. If he starts going, breakfast radio DJs, oh, one of them, so irritating.
No, but the thing is with musicals, I just don't like the way they talk. Just say it. This has no tune. You know, just say it, love. Just say it.
I think I was scarred, because I've been saying to a lot of people, like, I don't really like musicals, and I think I was damaged. I went to see a musical in London and thought it was an over-enthusiastic school play. In exactly what you say.
Yeah.
Look at that! What am I looking at? You're looking over there! And I'm like, oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
This is crazy. You're grown men. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But I've got to say, I've just changed my, like, this thing that I'm doing.
Well, I know. Well,
and
that
it's
is
genuine.
A music.
It's
that
proper,
is a proper
genuine.
Yeah, that's got good songs in it.
You know, I get paid whether people go see it or not. It makes no odds to me. But and it's not about that. I'm just blown away by it.
I had nightmares.
I want you to come.
That. Oh, I want to come. Want to come.
Oh, I want you there.
I texted Mel C. I texted her, said I'm loving it.
What?
I texted Mel C.
You texted Mel C saying what? That you. What?
Well, she's in it too, isn't she? Mm.
You haven't texted me.
Oh.
What did you text Mel C? Saying, I can't wait to see you.
I was working from Z upwards in my phone book.
I can't wait to see. And what's she under? M or C?
Help.
Because what would I be under? M or C?
Time for the news?
Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber was busy.
Her initials are MC, my initials are CM.
When she was doing the show, the, you know, the actual Finder Jesus.
Right, okay.
Oh,
and you said, yeah.
I'm even going to say, it's the news.
And you.
You're listening you to Radio 1. It's the news.
Alan, you texted
me. Tina, help me, it's the news.
I can't wait to see you on the show, on tour.
I'm loving it. I can't wait to see it.
Right, but you haven't texted me. I'm in it. Well, I can get you. I'll buy you tickets. I'll get you a box. I'll put you in my box.
I hate musicals.
I'll sit and watch it with you.
Why would I come and see that?
Because the tickets are free and there's a bar.
I'm there.
And the good thing is, I'm only on like for 4 minutes in act in part two. So
oh, well, that's amazing.
I'll sit with the first half with you.
Yeah, oh, great.
Or in the bar on the telly.
Yeah, could I be a leper or something?
A leper or well, yeah, you can dance, right?
You've
got good moves.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want me to ask if one night you can just, for one scene?
Oh, yes.
You can come on during What's the Buzz.
Heal my legs because I cannot walk.
Yes. Oh, you do know it.
No, because I had nightmares about that.
What?
I remember waking up in the middle of the night screaming because you know when all the lepers are over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah. I might have a flashback watching it. You might see me being stretched out by St John's ambulance. What happened to Alan?
I'd be really quiet in the O2 arena at one point, and you'll just hear one voice go, "No, it's bringing back the memories, the demons. Oh, man. Oh, I love it.
My turn now. Time for the news.
Time for the news. All right, let's do the news. Now, listen, are you going to stay around till the end, or are you rushing off?
I've got to go. I've got to go, because I've got to do all my rehearsing and
stuff.
Are you
going now?
Does that give us a car park catchphrase problem?
Do you want me to stay a little bit longer?
Just give us a quarter of an hour.
Yeah, quarter of an hour, though,
is it? But you've got to tell them the truth. It will be another half an hour.
Can we have you till 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
How about 10 o'clock and I will give you a lift to where you're going next?
Okay, then, all right.
You don't want to get in a car without it.
Okay. Fine, I'll drive you there.
Let's do it early, then.
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right. Yeah, let's do that.
So you get to play car park catchphrase with a massive, massive star. You versus a massive triple A-lister.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Bring it
you
on.
Will love it.
And it's an emotional one because it's Roy Walker's last ever performance on the show.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's going to do between now and his next cruise.
Yeah. I think it departs at the end of September.
Yeah. Poor old Roy.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
By the way, the weird thing is, and I don't know what this BBC ageism thing is all about, I think it's nonsense because they've asked Roy to stay on with Grimmy.
No, I know.
So, yeah, it's just us going.
I know.
All right, Darlin, lovely to see you. Thanks for staying and we'll chat a bit.
We'll be quick.
Yeah, we'll be very quick.
Okay.
You won't even notice. I don't know what that means. Alan Carr, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the final ever car park catchphrase.
It's time for car park catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moore.
Good morning, car park fans! You've never heard this feature before, have you?
No.
No, brilliant. Running it for 8.5 years. It's unbelievable.
I bet he's got Mr. Fish.
Yes. Mr. Fish on ours, yeah. Legally different to Mr. Chips.
Yes.
That's right. And Mr. Roy Walker is the host, of course.
Oh, I love Roy.
Yeah. Roy, did you hear that? Alan said he loves you.
I love you.
Oh, isn't that nice? Nice.
Put my name down for a bit of that.
No, that's not him.
Yeah, that's him. That's really
not
him.
Live, though.
Yes, yeah, you're live, aren't you?
Wicked.
Wicked. There you go.
Live via satellite from Blackpool.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. you like Alan, don't you?
I'm up for it.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
So this is it, then?
This is it, then, yes.
The last day of me on BBC Radio 1.
Yes.
It's the end of an era.
I know.
And you'll be sad to see me go.
Well.
But often when people like me get into their mid-40s, they're deemed surplus to requirements.
Right.
And are cruelly discarded into the river of disappointment like bread.
You can't laugh. He's on an emotional tip here.
This is gonna brought so much to so many over the years and delivered laughter and sunshine to the homes of the ordinary.
Right.
So while this is a sad day and a terrible mistake, allow me to express myself for the final time through the medium of song.
Oh, you've done us a brand new song.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is where it all ends.
Oh, God.
Press play, Matthew.
No, that's the wrong track, you idiot. Track 4.
Oh, no, Roy's going to sing.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear,
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Thank you, Roy. That's very, very
good. Yes, there were times.
Still going.
I'm sure you knew.
Weird down key change.
Yeah. More than I could chew.
Sorry, Roy, sorry.
But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spat it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my.
That was absolutely lovely, but you have completely ruined what we're, how we're going to end the show on Friday now, you pillock.
What?
I know, okay. That was very, very nice.
Before I leave for the final time, yes, though, how about one last game of car park catchphrase?
All right, then, let's do it. Woo! Alan has no idea what's going on.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what is your name and where do you come from?
Hello, my name's Alan Carr and I'm from Northampton.
Yay! What do you do, Alan?
Properly? Stuntman.
Wow!
Yeah!
Is that for television, movies?
Radio.
Radio? Would we have heard any of your stunts in the past?
In the Archers?
Oh!
And Women's Hour.
Oh, that's a hell of an act. Okay, well, you're going to be playing Car Park Catchphrase. It's the final one ever, yeah. 8.5 years, and you've never heard it once. So what a fitting tribute to the feature to have someone who's never heard it.
I've heard it, no, little bits of it.
You haven't, just be honest.
I don't get up till 10.
I know you don't, 1 o'clock at night. So that is Alan on line one, and let's find out who is on line two.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what is your name and where do you come from?
Hello, my name's Andy, and I'm from London.
Yay!
Oh, hi, Alan.
Do you know who it is, Alan?
Is it Andy Peters?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hello, Andy.
Hello, Alan, how are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
It's the one and only Andy Peters. He once was on TV. So what are you up to today?
Today
not
I've
much.
Got to go to a dull meeting, have some lunch. Oh, then I'm having dinner with Jake.
Jake Humphrey?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Blimey.
Well, that'd be quite nice.
That'd be very nice. Lovely.
Lovely.
Alan's got a TV show tonight with Pink and...
Gok, Paralympians, Adam Hills.
Yeah. Oh, I'll Sky Plus it, for sure.
Yeah.
Sky Plus it? Why aren't you watching it?
What time's it on?
Well, it's not live, it's on Friday.
No, it's
sorry, I think it's today.
No, he's recording it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Do you know anything about
it?
Oh, thanks, Andy.
I enjoy all of your shows.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Andy, it's Alan. Didn't
Hello,
you used
Alan.
To be on television a long time ago?
Without people like me, Alan, you'd never be famous.
Oh!
I never said that. That was Chris doing an impression of me.
No.
Yes.
Don't listen to him. That's Chris pretending to be me. It's me, Alan. Look.
I'm confused.
Right, I'm Alan. Ask me any question about Alan Carr, and I'll tell you the answer.
Are your glasses real?
Of course they're real. Set up Miles, you big pig. Okay, so look, here we are. This is the last game, and Alan is going to play against Andy Peters. Andy desperately wants to win. Alan doesn't know the rules. I think it's a foregone conclusion. Everybody will be happy.
You've obviously never heard it, Alan, have you?
No. It's been on 8 years as well.
Tell you, when he walked in this morning, he went, which studio is Wogan in?
Oh, you give over.
Alright, are you ready to play the game, the pair of you?
Yes.
Alright, just say beep when you think you know the answer. Okay. Let's play.
Horns at the ready.
Yes.
Fingers steady. Let's play
Car Park Catchphrase. Friday. Let's play. All right, good luck, everybody. Mr. Fish is working as a doctor. It's, you have to guess the catchphrase.
Oh, all right, give me a break.
Mr. Fish is working as a doctor at a specialist fertility clinic in Melton Mowbray. His job is to try and help childless couples get the baby they've always wanted one way or another. And today, he's with a couple called Mr. and Mrs. Wright. And they want some friends of theirs to have a baby, and then they will adopt the baby when it's born. Yes, Andy?
Can't do right for doing wrong?
Well, I thought.
Yeah. It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Oh. It's the wrong answer. Mr. Fish is worried that this won't work, though, especially when he finds out that the couple who are going to have this little baby are called Mr. and Mrs. Wrong. Mm. And he says...
Two wrongs... Oh, beep!
Yes, Alan?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
You're absolutely right. Oh, yeah. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Oh. Well done to you.
Why have I just found out about this game?
You see what fun you've been missing, Alan?
It's 8 years I've missed out.
Alan, it's been a close guarded secret. Just me, the team, and 8 million people have known about it. Lord. Well, unbelievably, Andy.
Can you watch the 8 years on catch-up?
Yeah.
Still, on the website.
Yeah, you'll be there. I'll see you in 2018. So, Alan has a point, and Andy, you have none.
This is very rare.
Yeah. Mm. You want to win this, all right? Let's keep going, all right?
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is youth hosteling in Snowdonia with Carly Rae Jepsen, Chris Kamara, and Alex Reed. Mm. And they've decided to go and visit some of the local attractions. Now, they're keen to see everything that the area has to offer in Snowdonia. And today they're visiting the world-famous Slate Museum. It's fascinating to find out how slate is mined and how it's used in everyday life. And they have all sorts of bits of real slate in the museum for visitors to look at. Now, Carly Rae Jepsen is asking one of the museum guides how they clean up the slate before...
Beep! Oh,
I think that was Andy Peters.
Yeah, Andy.
I think
that Andy was definitely... Peters.
Andy, what are you saying?
Wipe the slate clean.
You're absolutely right. Whoa. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done, you.
What? I was going to say that.
It's neck and neck.
He was, I beeped as
well. He beeped just
I beeped before you, Alan.
I don't think so, Andy.
Hello, do you want to take this outside?
Yeah. I'm getting out my car now. The light's gone on and everything.
He has a door which sounds like a cartoon car breaking. Clunk. All right, so well done. It's a one apiece. It's all to play for.
It's one apiece. So what's all to play for?
This is the last one ever. Oh. Mr. Fish is away in Mallorca with the family on a 2-week late summer break. Mm. Andy Peters.
Thank you.
They're staying in a lovely hotel with a great pool and everything, but he's having a few problems with... Here we go. Dave's xenophobic writing again. He's having a few problems with a German family who are there in the same hotel. It's like 1970 Jim Davidson. Every morning, Mr. Fish gets up at 5 a.m. and goes and puts the towels on some sun loungers by the pool. Mm. But then this German family turn up
late
and nick the beds. What? Yes, Andy.
Throw in the towel.
Throw in the towel.
Andy Peters, you're a winner!
How has he got that? How
did he get... Oh, my God! Roy said my name!
Yes, he did. Oh, you're so excited. Yeah.
Andy Peters!
There you go.
Oh, my God!
But I've got to be honest, though. Roy, what was the other one you had to say, just in case?
Alan Carr!
There you are, so.
Oh, so.
He was waiting for you.
Oh, wow.
Are you happy?
I'm over the moon, honestly.
You haven't been this happy since you were last on television.
Do you know, you're going to cry like a baby like I cried on Live and Kicking. You wait and see.
Oh, yeah, we should play that clip of him crying.
Oh, it's sweet.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you, team. I've enjoyed every time I've been on this radio station.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
See, that's respect of that there, Alan. Yeah. Respect.
I'm going to start listening.
R-E-S-P-A-T-T. He's going to switch on in about 2 weeks and go... He sounds different than how he does in real life, you know?
But when's Roy Walker on?
Yeah.
Alan will be thinking Nick Grimshaw's Roy Walker for the first half hour. Sounds so youthful.
Wow.
Andy, thank you very much for being on and for being the final champion of Car Park Catchphrase.
What an honour.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for everyone who's tweeted me support as well. Wicked.
I love it. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye, Andy.
The one and only...
Andy Peters.
There you go. Oops. And, of course...
Andy Peters.
And
Alan Carr.
There you are. Yep. The new Friday Night Project.
Yes.
No.
Well, Alan and Andy Peters.
Peters and Carr.
Yeah, you know. It's got a ring to it.
Carr Peters. That's right, I said Conway. They run a carpet
shop. Yes, in Kidderminster.
And it's called Carr Peters. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Carr Peters.
Alan, good luck with the recording tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the times you've been on the show.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love being on it rather than listening to it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And you even sang the jingles on my birthday that time, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
You did, you were like, my name is Alan Carr and I'm singing the jingles.
I am funny.
You are. Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Alan Carr and Andy Peters. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
We have to let you bolt. You're on this morning at 10:30, aren't you?
Oh, are you?
I know, yes.
You've got to go and dry him down. Towel him down, Philip, when he gets there.
I'm taking over Denise's job, you know, the agony.
It's an agony aunt.
No, don't be so. I've got enough problems.
Alan, I think I've got a drink problem. What, have you run out? I'll send some more around. No. All right, thank you very much, Al. Thank you very much, Andy. You. Take us out, Roy Walker, if you would.
Join us never... For this is the last time we will ever play Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.